We'll go and call the public hearing to order at 7 o'clock for July 13, 2021 to discuss the comprehensive plan amendments.
Yeah, so members of the public, council members and mayor, basically what this public hearing for is to address three areas since we completed the comp plan in 2019. We have annexed three additional areas in. And basically I will pull up here. Areas of annexation. All right, so hopefully you can see here, but what we had was this area right here. One of the areas we did was right here, and that was on for Draghi's third edition that we did. The other parcel is parcel right here. That was for William Mueller's. And also there's two parcels right here. One of them is railroad property that runs along here. And the other property is owned by Trebuchet's, which is where we have the land view between Trebuchet's and the city right now. What we found out is, as we were going through some of our processes, that area land, you know, we kind of on our mapping always kind of had it in city limits, but on the GIS mapping at the county, they had it that it was in the township. So there was some miscommunication somewhere along the line. And then as we looked in what we had to do to annex that, our lawyers found that that property was annexed in the 1950s already. So for some reason, it wasn't recorded properly on the GIS level. So we want to address that tonight also in this public hearing. So basically what we're looking to do tonight is put some zoning to these areas. So I know it's a little here, but start with so this area here. What we're looking is that'll be basically multifamily area there along built. So be industrial, that's surrounded by the industrial area with William Miller's and Sons. And then what we're looking proposing here is to do the basically agricultural district. So yeah, so that's what we're looking for this area is to do restricted agriculture, basically. As over the years, as the city, when they maintained it, the Trebuchet's purchased in 2017, basically used it as parkland and it's right adjacent. That's what tonight's public hearing is for.
Any questions? The public wants to have your voice heard, name and your address.
So were you just what were you so it's gonna be city limits and what can you do with it?
So each of the properties right now need to be brought in. Well, the property in the middle of town doesn't need to be brought in. It's already been in. What we need to do tonight is to zone. That's kind of what it's a little bit about as well. Each of these properties have been suggested by staff on how we want to zone so that Draghi property or the new property there is going to be zoned residential or family use, right?
Yep.
And then the one that's adjacent to William Miller's and Son, because of the purpose that it's going to be used for in that, would be industrial. And then the piece in the middle of the town, we would just continue to use it as a prior to 2007.
That's a grassy area across the street.
And all all them properties have already been, are annexed into the city. So really what tonight is for is we've done them, technically we've done all three of those annexations after we submitted our comp plan in 2019. We need to address that tonight, those annexations, which took place in the past year. And then basically the real main point tonight is for zoning.
Technically,
tonight, the resolution that we're discussing is
for a land
use
designation and not.
So
tonight we'll be talking about
what it'll be the land use.
Also, any questions or anything from the public?
That I don't know. I couldn't find any documentation on that.
Why wasn't it taken care of in 1955?
You tell me. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. I wasn't here, Steve, and I couldn't get an explanation from the state. I couldn't find nothing in the records. At the state level, as far as the state was concerned, that was already in city limits. But where the confusion has come in on some things is relying on the county GIS mapping. And there, so I think too, you could pose that question at the county level also.
I did go, Kathy Smith, and I talked to her, and I said, you know, there's a litigation on this property. She says, no, I don't know that. Did you talk to her? Apparently talked to her. And apparently you forgot to tell her that I was under litigation.
I didn't know I was obligated to do that.
I didn't know I had to either. No.
The property isn't city limits. The county wouldn't have to know any of it.
It's under litigation. That's all I'm supposed to say. Much money as the city has spent on this, big talk. You guys are wasting money.
So, we will not discuss that tonight. This is a public hearing for comp plan amendments.
I just wanted to know what I was on that before and all of a sudden about something. And put these kids on there on that side of the tracks. And,
That's what it looks like. Maybe mixed use. Yep, looks like or was mixed use. You know, we can say the same thing about the deeds.
That's all I'm bringing up. Big mess, all of it.
So that other map that we had up there, that future land use map, was that something that you guys put together, or was that something, and was that anticipation that that property was brought into the city, or was, did you guys have knowledge that it was already?
The park,
yeah.
We already have one. Or you're talking about
the one that has the X. That we went back to reference the zoning up.
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that, unfortunately. I mean, it's
I was just curious as to,
because even here, if you look at this, it wasn't mixed use, it was railroad.
Awesome.
So it was railroad.
So if you can zoom in, you'll see the brown shade between that mixed use shade and the park. That was labeled railroad. Therefore, it was never zoned properly in the city.
It wasn't mixed use, it was railroad. Railway. Railway property.
Any other public comment in the land?
I have a question. So the zoned part, can it be changed? Someone can go on there.
Well, right now, it's still going to be rail. What tonight we're doing is land use designation, what we want to use it for. And then we'll have to have another hearing to do the actual zoning of it. And then we take the same thing where we come in consideration for public before.
But to your question in regards to after it's been deemed, as we're looking at it, if some future council wanted to change it, then they would go through this process
again. Where we'd have to make the amendment again to the comp plan, go through this whole same process.
Any other public comments in the public hearing in regards to the amendments? There are no others, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Councilmember Weber, second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn the public hearing. All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Public hearing is adjourned at 19:40. Go ahead and call the City Council meeting to order for July 13th of 2021 at 19:14. Rise for pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty.
Welcome, everyone. So move then right into comments. Maybe you want to pick us off.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Lund. Just wanted to stop by and say hi to the council again. How's it going? Just give you an update on Highway 212. For the majority of us that travel on that road, and just ask people to go down the construction process from home to Carver is going extremely well. They are ahead of schedule, and dry weather is great for road construction. So, and in the bonding bill, by the state legislature. It was $25 million awarded to the loan to NYA section, and that's the final piece now, so we have that funded. It's roughly about a $65 million project, and it equates to about $10 million per mile. So, and tentative plans that we've been shown is that we're going to start letting bids out. We hope in 2023 and start construction. So if things are going well, you're going to see maybe a little more construction as far as detours. Right now, they're handling pretty much everything off road. Loan to Carver section, all the equipment work either on the north or south side. Probably will not be the case. Move to IA portion just because of the layout. And then I was on a call last Tuesday. We're currently lobbying for another $10 million through the federal government. It's called a RAISE grant for help with what we're going to do at the Bungard intersection. Bridge there that will go north and south, and then there will be an access road that will just be east of the city of Bungard and through those outfields and then up over to the Cloud and then main property on the east side of the church and then back into County Road 51. Otherwise, there will be a proposal there for a J cut turn intersection like there is on Highway 284 and 212. Took a while for the bulk of us to adjust to those, but they've been extremely safe. They do work. That are in front of us, and that all might change as we start to vaccinations, just a quick update. For 16 years and older, counties a little over 74%, currently in the top five in the state, so that's done very well. Now we can get a vaccination. It's very positive. I'll just leave it at that, Mayor. Any other questions?
Also, any questions for
the pitch?
Basically, what we're hearing is we're going to be under construction from 12 to 2045, 2050.
So they're coming through.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for the commission? Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody else that public comment not already on? All right. Anybody on Zoom?
Nobody.
We'll move on to agenda review. Is there anything that needs to be added, deleted?
Mayor and Council, I have no additions.
Council, otherwise, I look for motion to approve the agenda as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Moving seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any discussion?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. is approved. And look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilmember Wendy.
Mayor Wendy, all opposed? Passes. Move on to old city business. Move on to the public nuisance violation for 79710 Avenue.
Yeah, council, give an update. The only thing I know is if they got roughly about 90% done on the roofing project that was supposed to be completed by June 30th. I did take pictures and send in to Carver County prosecutor and let the assistant Carver County attorney know that they only completed at about 90%. Basically, the only update I have is that Johnson has forwarded my information to probation officer, and they will update me as updates become. And along with that, the building permit was extended also till June 30th, so that would technically be expired.
Do we ever get an inspection on that property?
We have not, no.
Have we had any communication with our property owner in regards to it?
No.
Come on, your name.
Can I reach out to you then, or?
No. So should I just stop then, or what?
I mean, the whole idea was to get it complete, so you want to get with Jeremy and we need to get a permit, then we'll have to do one sound out to find a time.
We'll come over and inspect it then, yes.
Yeah, so we can.
Okay.
Yeah, you would need to call them inspect for inspection. Okay. The city doesn't do the place to call.
So, if I have an expired permit, then
well, that's the next thing I have on here is, you know, the question I have is, and I think the time has lapsed unless council would have any wishes to extend the permit.
That's what I'm asking. I've heard it's expired, but it's not working on it until I get a permit.
I'm asking council if they will grant an extension.
Okay.
Council, boss?
Technically, they just do a one-time, yeah, extension.
Again? I had to go back to work fighting the hottest June record. So, I don't know, has anybody here had heat stress or yeah? So you know what happens when you stop sweating. So when I stop sweating, I stop. Well, I've been doing the best that I can. And I guess it's just not good enough. Yes. So I think I've got probably 3 afternoons after work. I can't work on it tomorrow because it's going to be raining tomorrow. I have it done by the week. Trying to get working on the shade sides and whatever else. This weekend. I just knew about the third pass.
So, any additional thoughts on?
I agree.
The motion's got
it. I'm making a motion to do the
17th.
Oh, yeah, this Saturday.
It's been moved and seconded to extend the building permit for 679 Park Avenue to July 7th. Further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Okay.
Good. Yes, I'll look. And I'll look.
On then to the on sale intoxicated liquor license and Sunday liquor license for the baseball club.
So just want to give the council an update. As we submitted the baseball club application to the state level, they believe denied license, basically for the reasons that since it is open to the general public, license is only for members and bona fide guests, not open to the general public. They did not grant the license. Basically said they still have their 3-2 license, and the only way they could get, you know, a full liquor license would be special legislation.
My question is,
how is
it going to be if
they got special them and I don't think the governor's going to call it special for amateur baseball. But I do have a call in to the state, and I'll be talking with one of the supervisors down there Tuesday, along with the person. Any questions? Move on then to the paved outfield driveway.
So basically, I've instructed, we approved that at last meeting to complete that. And I have instructed Miller's work with the baseball club on the dates. So they should be coordinating that with the baseball club and hopefully get that completed before, is it August? First tournament? First weekend in August, right? 27th. Okay.
One more.
When's the last game?
Next Tuesday.
We'll tell them that's kind of their window. 20th to the 27th then.
Awesome. Any other questions? No? On then to National Night Out, August 3rd, 2021.
So, yeah, currently working on that with staff. So we'll kind of, as we have in the past, do the same thing. Keep it simple. Basic light meal, 5:30 to 7:30. Have truck routes, rides there, face painters and lined up. Fire department there, and hopefully we can get someone county like usual. Sheriff's department. So we should be a go.
Any questions on National Idol?
We have any servers?
If you want me to pursue that I can. Usually I like to put the council on the front line.
And then I'll just make note of it now. I've heard it before, but that's usually Bears in time, so I
have it there at the park during that. You don't want me on?
Every study.
Let's move on to the new business. Plan rezoning amendments, resolution 2105. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, come to the same business.
Hi, members, and my name is Corinne. From Bolton and Mink, and I'm part of the Memo of X agenda. I'm here to talk to you tonight about whether or not to adopt Resolution 2105 of the So, as I stated, the purpose of the comprehensive plan is to establish policies that guide the future physical and community development in the city of Hamburg. It's a reference document for both the Planning Commission and the City Council when evaluating development projects. The city of Hamburg, as you know, recently adopted ordinances to annex those four parcels of land into the city. Those are included in touch. Now we must assign them a future land use for them. We kind of already went over the history of each parcel, so I will skip over that section right now, but I can reiterate anything that anyone has questions on. So staff has reviewed the comprehensive plan and that the best location for the proposed language would be in the future land use section of table 212 and land use characteristics and figure 2.2. Future land use will be updated to reflect the recent annotations. As it's written right now, which this can be amended, that's an option, right? But as it's written right now, Resolution 2105 that properties from left to right and west to east will be guided mixed use, railway, medium density residential and industrial utility. So we're keeping the for just the land use designation, not rezoning. How we have it written right now, the Trevesh property will be mixed use and then railway, medium density residential. That can be amended. That's a quick change if you'd like to discuss it. So for comprehensive plan updates, Minnesota statute does require that cities notify adjacent communities and give them a 60-day review period to look at proposed amendments and make comments. It's not in your agenda because it just happened yesterday, but yesterday Harvard County did respond with some comments. I'm going to read those to you right now because I wasn't able to include them. So area two appears to be zoned multiple family residential. The area is currently a stormwater drainage PFP per plan submitted in 2018. If the treatment basin is proposed to be removed, an alternate plan should be submitted, or perhaps the land use designation should be different. As the project continues to move forward, opportunities should be considered to minimize impacts on water resources by meeting WMO requirements. Harvard County encourages the city to consider the following: meeting stormwater and wetland requirements, involving WMO staff early in the planning process. They also note that parcel 45990100 includes a piece of CASAF 50. County Public Works requires further review of the annexation agreement and documentation related to the highway easement for this parcel. Lastly, in addition to the parcel referenced above, portions of the proposal include parcels adjacent to CASAF 50, such as parcel 45028010. Coordination and review with the County Public Works is required for any file or permitting on parcels adjacent to the county. So staff will work with the city administrator to reply to these comments. These should be pretty replies, but I just wanted to make sure that you're all aware. We have not heard back from any from Young American Township or Harvard County Watershed Area Organization, but I think that Harvard County is So, notice of the public hearing was published in the newspaper on July 1st of this year. To the extent of my knowledge, the city has not received any letters from the council in regards to this case. Jen, you might have a different information.
I have nothing to add. No.
Finally, you have four options for how to proceed this evening. The first is to motion to approve Resolution 2105, approving the text amendment to the land use chapter of the 2040 plan. The second is to approve motion to approve with amendments if you'd like to make any changes to that resolution. The third is motion to deny the text amendment to the 2040 plan. If the city council chooses to go with this option, they should identify findings to deny and specifically reference the reasons for the denial and how those reasons and why those reasons cannot be mitigated. And then finally, you can motion to table the land use amendment to the plan. And again, the city council should identify reasons or a specific reason for this. Following city approvals, if that is the way you choose to go, staff will then submit an amendment to the Metropolitan Council for review. And I can answer any questions that you may have about our parcels themselves or the logistical process of the comprehensive
plan. Well, from mayor and council, from a staff standpoint, I think what we should do is table it, evidence from the Carver County, so that we can address those issues. Before we approve the resolution, we can look at approving it next meeting. And then also as to take into consideration, you know, the land use for 5028, and which would be, you know, what's currently the property, as to whether we want to look at mixed use or agriculture. That'd be my recommendation to the council.
Also, any thoughts? Motion?
I make a motion to table the 2021-05 from comp plan.
Lenora, seconded.
So, move and seconded to table resolution 2021-05. Any further discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lundy, all opposed. Table.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be in touch.
All right, next. General Engineering Service.
Yeah, so here in council, basically what that is each year we do a general engineering service agreement with our engineers. And the agreement we did this year was for an amount not to exceed $5,000, but we are approaching that dollar amount here in July already. So what they are proposing is to increase that to not to exceed $10,000 for fiscal year 2021. Yes. Yes.
And our enterprise funds are well enough to make five.
Yes. A majority of that will be going through the sanitary sewer fund through June.
Also, any questions? Otherwise, no.
Weber,
moved and seconded to approve the Federal Engineering Service Agreement with SCA. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed? Passed. Building permit for Kevin Subart, 340 Railroad Street.
Okay, so wanted to give council an update of where we're at with. So Mr. Subart has submitted the permit for the work to be completed. We're not aware of this. Basically, at Railroad, we've had some work go on 2018, ongoing since 2018, of obtaining the permit to complete the work at this property. Well, at a meeting with INSPEC, and they outlined all the items that need to be corrected and the plans that were needed. In that meeting, kind of the conclusion we came to is this has been ongoing for 3 years now. I think we need to date. Kind of our discussion we had, it was creating an end date. Basically, what we're looking at is the above required information in this letter is not submitted by August 31st, then you may refer the matter to county attorney for enforcement prosecution. So I'm just looking to bring this forward to council and have a little bit of an open discussion as to what the council's wishes are on this matter.
Also, your thoughts?
He's got to submit the correct. And
does he have
to? Just submit the information that's needed for the plans, is what we're writing. In my discussions with Mr. Barbie, the claim is he's had trouble getting someone to comply with what INSPEC's requiring. As you all know, we've sat through numerous meetings also to try to this, and it's frustrating for council, it's frustrating for staff, it's frustrating for INSPEC when we've been dealing with something for 3 years and still can't get the information. I mean, I think 3 years is a reasonable amount of time to get the information.
Yeah, there's discussion on that, and there wasn't from as a response to inspector.
Was member Roberts second that?
Motion seconded to put an August 31st date on the response for Three Railroad Street. Any further discussion? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? On then to the next item of business, public nuisance violation 25 Kim, 619 David, and 3.
All right, so I will bring up the pictures today. We sent out letters. Again, there's been numerous letters sent out. So basically what we have here, I think the big issue we have here at 619 David Avenue is the number of vehicles. It's been like this for at least 6 months. We allow four vehicles. What we have vehicles here. So that's what we have at 619.
Do you know if they're all operational?
I did not know that.
I'm going to say that white truck is expired permits in 2020.
I think a few of them have expired tabs too. I mean, the problem is some people may not think we work with them, but we do. And I like to try to go out of my way to assist people by sending friendly letters over and over before we get to this point. But there's been no communication from any of the residents.
Just give a recap for maybe those who are here in the audience that may not know of the ordinance in place about 2 years ago now, is that we changed the penalty from petty misdemeanor to gross misdemeanor for violation. So in doing that process, we went ahead and tried to streamline it a little bit. We still get maybe one or two more extra letters than most people would want us to do. But Jeremy said we try to work with people in that, which is evidence of some of the things that have dragged on for now. And that. But now at this point in time tonight, what's city council is whether or not we turn this over for any of these properties to profit at the Carver County. So that's kind of where we are. Also, on the last property.
Yeah, so just to add to that, Chris, basically what we do here is we try to send the friendly letters. And then once we receive no communication or we see nothing's been communicated to us or done or completed within the time frame, then we bring it forth to council, and the council will declare it a nuisance. Then 30 days to correct it. If not completed within that 30 days, then the council at the next meeting may send that to Carver for prosecution. But I know at least two or three here. Yeah. I mean, really, ideally, what it is, anybody that's lived here, I've been here a long time, and it's a clean community. We want to keep it. I mean, that's about as simple as I can put it. That's what we're trying to accomplish here. I get housing prices are skyrocketed, but still, it's a matter of taking pride in your property and keeping value up also. So it's something not just staff but council here. We try to keep that, and that's our goal here. It's not to pick on people, it's not to point fingers at anyone or do anything outside the norm. But we just like to keep Hamburg's image.
Council.
But to me, if I sold a house, I live next to something like that, and it's $1,000. I wouldn't I don't stop this town. I had a lot of comments, it's always the same.
Your thoughts from council?
Let's give them one more letter. Explain to them in the letter from the bottom that this is the last one.
With that, Scotty, do we want to address all three of them here and have the same kind of treatment?
You should probably put a cover in our changes.
The letter that they received, the last letter that they received, said if they didn't have it completed, they were expected to come up here. They're not.
No.
I give one more, all three of us. Nice and be done with it.
I'm sure there's the other two that got it.
No, this is 25. And also, I don't just drive around town and pick on people. This comes from And then this is
320.
Yeah, correct. With that direction for staff, give them till next council meeting, or
I said give them the same letter.
Okay.
That's a different story.
All right. We'll do that.
Well, on then to the city of Pittsburgh.
Okay, so what we've had is, it's kind of nice. We've had some historians donate some materials and pictures and things. And with that donation is what they wanted is for us to create some kind of display case to play that in here. One other thing, I believe the baseball club is looking all here is building a display case for all their trophies and memorabilia. We're kind of running out of space, but, you know, I don't really want to put anything on this wall. I don't know if I want to put anything here on this wall, meaning open debate and discussion, but my thought was to put it over here on this wall where it's kind of out of the way. I know it's not kind of your center talking point, but it would be a thinner type case, only 4 inches versus these 8. So I said I'd bring it forth to council and see what council's just were.
Council, any thoughts on first having a case? It's awesome that you showed the photos and memorabilia for us, especially those that did not go up. Any thoughts on the case itself? And then after that, where would we want to have it?
I like the idea. Over there.
Okay, looks like you got your direction.
All right, super.
Move on then to the 2021 seal coating project.
Yeah, so weather permitting, July 20th. We'll be completing the seal coating on Railroads and Shealy Avenue. And then also we'll be seal coating the west parking lot in the park. So everybody, caution and beware, there'll be crews in town that week. Hopefully they'll be on schedule and it'll be completed on July 20th. Yeah, we'll do the parking lot. Yep. Curve two.
We'll move on then to city council reports. Councilman Felton.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Moore.
Okay.
Councilman. And the only thing I had, I was in the report, I already said it. Mayor's in time will be duly celebrated in the national lineup. Unless anything else for the good of the city, I look for.
Motion to adjourn the July 13th meeting.
Moving seconded to adjourn the July 13th meeting. All in favor?
Councilmember Rubberay.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed. Hamburg City Council meeting July 13th, 2021 is adjourned at 19.